Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth, it's sweeping under rugs. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, you still live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturn's Day, Saturday, January the 12th of 2019. And the time is 12:30 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we've got a very important topic. We want to talk about the seven dimensions of wellness. We want to break down the seven dimensions of wellness, and depending on who you talk to and where you go, there's different levels of under, over, and understanding. So we want to define these terms because my terms are a little different because we're coming at it from a spiritual or a biblical or a universal perspective. So we're not interested in just, you know, worldly or lower dimensional. This is the spiritual dimension of wellness. So we're looking at wellness from a state or from a place that allows you to fully integrate the different states, the different frequencies, the different vibrations that alludes to or brings about a specific wellness. And so when we're talking about wellness, it is a holistic perspective that we're looking at. So wellness is a lot more than just, you know, exercise and nutrition. We're talking about integrating all seven components, four of which we have inside of the life management system, inside of the life optimization circle. So we want to include the other aspects of a fully rounded, a full, complete, kirkha, or circle, that results in you maintaining a mental disposition of wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships. And so that, again, is accompanied by three other components that aligns with the seven components or the seven chakra systems that we have or that you have, we all have inside of our bodies. So this is the power of wellness. And so now, brothers, when we're talking about spiritual wellness, we're looking at it from a perspective of over an understanding that each one of us has a responsibility that is personal. So your wellness is your responsibility. It's not mine. The biggest problem is we have to remember that the importance of wellness, and wellness is balance, and balance comes from a quality or a mental state of being. So we're talking about a deliberate effort that is put into prolonging your spirituality, that's put into emphasizing specific mental states that allows you to move in the direction of what we call good health or good wealth or good wisdom. So it is a state of being. So wellness, it is a wellness-ness. So it's a nest that allows you to be well. That nest is a mental disposition of well. So we're talking about the condition that allows you to create or build a nest, kind of like a bird's nest. So you want to build a nest, but you want to build it well. So we're talking about the components that allows you to build your nest, your mental disposition that results in a physical reality. So we talked about four main components, but there are seven dimensions or seven mental dispositions. Number one is spirit. Number two is consciousness. Number three is intelligence, or what we call emotions. Number four, health. Number five, wealth. Number six, wisdom. Number seven, relationships or interconnection. So there's interconnectivity. Those are the seven components of wellness. But the problem comes in when we look at there's a lot of people who have a lot of different one of the aspects that most people promote as wellness is environmental wellness. Now, I understand environmental concerns and environmentalism, but it's very important to understand that the Father purposely did not create garden until he was ready to create a man to till it, to keep it. So let me make sure you understand. When you look at the Genesis narrative, there was a garden, but then the Father said, I need a man, or I need a spiritual being in a dirt suit to maintain the environment. So you can have an environment, but if you don't got someone in a dirt suit to maintain the environment, like in the garden, you just have a environment. So I understand the importance of the environment, but it's very important that as you advance in your life and as you grow, your wellness wheel, your wellness chart is your pursuit of true spiritual wellness that allows you to be in harmony with the spirit realm and the cellular realm, not the environmental realm. The environmental realm is important, but it does you no good if your inability to supply your cells with all of the oxygen and the vital nutrients and the minerals that is needed in order for it to operate in a alkaline state, it does you no good to be in a great environment if your cells is toxic. And so when I talk about the importance of maintaining balance, balance is important with all seven components. It does me no good to be a spiritual guru, but then I have no financial wherewithal. And it does me no good to be in perfect health if I am operating in total spiritual ignorance. And so these seven components of your spirituality and your consciousness, which are two different things, and then your emotions, which is your intellect, or which should be your intellect, and then your health, your wealth, your wisdom, and your relationships. Now, as we go through these seven components, these are mental dispositions that if they are maintained, they assist you with the removal of any destructive virus, bacteria, fungus, be it mental or physical. It is the ability to maximize your spiritual and your physical immune system. It is for you to be able to oscillate in the optimal or to optimize your cellular and your spiritual. This is the result of maintaining a mental disposition that eradicates all dis-ease. So dis-ease is what? If you look at everything that destroys the wellness wheel, what is the number one problem? If we look at modern day psychology, for example, and we look at how psychology basically has become a religion. So psychologists have become pastors. Now, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that. As someone who is a counselor, a psychological counselor, I am able to operate in a dualistic or maintain a dualistic or trilistic construct of understanding spirit, soul, and body. So as a psychologist and as a spiritualologist and as a etymologist, I'm able to combine the three into one to get a well-rounded approach to understand the psychology behind your spirituality. And then I can break it down using and give you an understanding of your biology as well. So the root problem of all misunderstandings, if you want to use that word, is that someone did not understand what they say they do understand. Now, let's be crystal clear, especially on the spiritual component. Number one, spiritual component. Spiritual. In order for a problem to exist spiritually, when there is no such thing as spiritual problems, there has to be a misunderstanding somewhere. See, what freedom comes, or with freedom comes great responsibility. That simply means that if you really, really, really break down what the scripture talks about, let's say Matthew chapter 5, verse 22, for example. Now, we're talking about wellness, which is another word for balance, which is another word for freedom, which is another word for wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. So all of this comes down to what? What destroys that? Well, the scripture says it this way: my people are destroyed for lack of gnosis, so a misunderstanding. Somewhere, somehow, we're not communicating correctly. We're not understanding something, and usually the reason that we're not understanding is because they're not providing you with all the facts. So if you don't have all the facts, how can you make an intellectual decision? How can you understand? Because every problem is a result of a misunderstanding. If there's two people in a relationship, somebody misunderstands the goal or the definition of the word relationship, so therefore it causes a problem. So problems are the result of a misunderstanding. So Matthew chapter 5, verse 22 says, "But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say unto his brother, Raca, shall be in danger, or Raca shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Therefore, if thou bring your gift into the altar and then remember it that your brother has an ought against thee, leave your gift at the altar and go your way first to reconcile to your brother and then come back and offer your gift." Now, I read that because it shows the importance of reconciliation. So if there's a misunderstanding between me and my brother, and I'm a spiritual guru, the relationship component is the seventh component of wellness. In order for me to have wellness, I cannot have a division between me and my brother, my sister, you. So my job is to remove division. What causes division? Misunderstanding. So wellness is destroyed when there is a misunderstanding, and the scripture says that we should leave our gift that comes from our purpose. So my purpose and my gift cannot be fulfilled when I have division. So all the stuff we talk about in the life management system, the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, you go to church every day, that's great. But if you got a division between you and your brother, now I didn't say anything that you got to love your brother. It said that you need to reconcile with your brother. And so we got to over and understand the importance of reconciliation. Because what's causing you not to be well? Something that is a concern. What we call that? Anxiety. We call that fear. We call that worry. We call that doubt. All of those are diseases. All disease is the result of chronic dis-ease, which is the result of hanging on to an emotional state that is not one of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control. At the end of the day, when you slice it and dice it, disease is the result of a frequency. That's what Dr. Roy Raymond Rife determined when he overstood and mapped out the vibration of every disease known to man. So whatever disease you got, everything on earth is a frequency that has been slowed down to appear solid or be solid. So if you speed it back up, it becomes invisible. So to get rid of your disease, speed up your frequency. Speed up your frequency. How do you go from being in an acidic state to an alkaline state? It's interesting, if you eat nothing but meat, it's very acidic in the body. So if you eat a lot of meat, it takes a lot of long for the body to break it down, and it has no nutritional value. So you get into a state of ketosis, so the body thinks you're sick. So the body breaks down the fat that it has set aside for the rainy day, and it taps into its savings account, fat cells, and it destroys your fat cells. So when Dr. Atkins came out with the Atkins diet, and now it got the ketogenic diet, ketones and all, it got a lot of fancy names. It's the freaking same thing. It's ketosis. But the reason that it works is because there's no nutritional value in meat. So when you eat meat, what does it do for your cells? Answer, nothing. So let me make sure you understand. A lot of people eat a lot of meat. But does that equate to wellness? Answer, no. There is no cellular nutritional value. It is evidenced by the ketosis. So I'm confused if someone who's promoting, unless you want to go into ketosis, and if you want to have your body attack not only your fat cells but also your organs, because ketosis is dangerous, that's why it's not promoted or as a long-term healthy lifestyle. Now, I use ketosis because I understand what it does. But if you keep losing ketosis, you'll end up with a heart that is too small for your body, because ketosis over time destroys the heart. It weakens the heart. Unless you understand what you're doing and you're taking magnesium and you're taking, calcium and you're taking other things, because the ketosis is pulling calcium out of your bones. Because remember what it does. So all of this is what? Misunderstanding. So wellness is destroyed by a misunderstanding. All wellness, which we have described in seven components, and those seven components are spirit, consciousness, emotion, which is intelligence, health, and relationship, is destroyed anytime there's a misunderstanding. So right now, I'm talking, but if you're not understanding what I'm talking, there's not going to be an interconnection. There's not going to be a full integration and assimilation. Now, you can digest anything you want, but can you assimilate it? So what is spiritual wellness? It's really interesting. Spiritual wellness. Do you know what unforgiveness is? Now, a lot of people talk about a lot of things when we talk about your spirituality. Now, we're talking about your holistic approach. We're not talking about just one component. Because we have the Ruach and the Pneuma. We have the Holy Spirit. Now, John 14:15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. John 14:15. So those are keys. So there are commandments that the Father has given, and then Yahushua has given us 50. But why we only got 10? Now, I have a book called The 50 Commandments of Jesus Christ, or The 50 Commandments of Yahushua and the HaMashiach. 50. So he said, if you love, if you want to establish this frequency, then you got to do something. It's important that we understand the words of Christ when he said, if you love me, my commandments. It is in the keeping of the commandments of Christ that we find something called wellness. So wellness is a mental disposition that is maintained not because of the stuff you have in your life, but because of the stuff that you maintain in your brain. Wellness is a holistic understanding of the spiritual significance of the power of maintaining a joyful or being full of joy. Now, let me make sure you understand, because it also says in 2 Corinthians 1:20, 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, for all the promises of God are in him, and yea, amen, unto the glory of God, our Father, by us. That simply is saying that we know that the fullness of the Godhead dwelt what we call bodily. Now, what does that mean? That gets into maintaining a wellness state. So if I say to you, I love you, what does that mean and what do you feel? It is these feelings that we call emotions that change the chemicals in our body. So there's a feeling called love that produces a chemical called oxytocin. So these feelings takes us to what we call my second and the third stage of wellness. The first stage of wellness is spirituality, and most people are devoid, or many of us are devoid of spirituality, because again, Isaiah 5:13 says, therefore my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitude are dried up by thirst. Isaiah 5:13, which means Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because they have rejected knowledge, I will also reject them. And they shall be no priest unto me, seeing that they have forgotten the law of their God. I will also forget them. So it is this ability to understand what the scripture is saying by getting a clear spiritual understanding. What does that mean? Hebrews 5:14. Hebrews 5:14 says, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. It is the use of full age that give you discernment. What does that mean? Maturity. What does that mean? Hebrews 6:1. This is the problem in spirituality. In every church that I've been to, I don't know what church you go to, but the ones I've been to, they don't have Hebrews 6:1. Thus, if there's a misunderstanding of scriptural, biblical, universal principles that was given to you as a king, he has a kingdom that's based upon keys. These are principles. If you don't have an understanding of these principles that was established by a king that has this kingdom, you are violating kingdom principles. That means that you do not have the key to the kingdom. So somebody came away and they took away the key of knowledge. What is the key of knowledge? Principles. So the whole key to wellness starts with the number one and the most important component of wellness is spiritual understanding. That doesn't exist or is very rare on this planet. Now, I do this for a living, and I've been doing this full time for a living for the last 10 years. The last five years, hardcore, meaning I don't do nothing else. I pay my bills with this. As my spiritual understanding goes, so does my wealth. How do I know? 2 John 1:2, brethren, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. As my soul prospers, so does my wealth prosper. The reason I'm making more money now is because I got more understanding now. If you got no understanding, you ain't got no money. And the money you got is going to leave you. Don't believe me? Go to Google and type in history of lottery winners. All them lottery winners, they get that $5 million, $5 billion, and they broke usually less than a year. Do you know the interest? A year off $1 million? I could live off the interest, just the interest alone, off $1 million. How do you go broke? No understanding. Wellness consists of seven dimensions. You got to marry these seven dimensions. You have to bring harmony. But the first dimension is the most important. Hebrews 6:1. This is my problem, concern, prayer for all the Reverend Dr. Bishops that I know. Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Jesus Christ and go on to maturity. I've not had one person on this earth that could explain to me what that means. I have not heard a man of God who calls himself a man of God tell me what Hebrews 6:1 means. Negroes, they can't explain it. They avoid it like the plague. Why, though? Why? Why would you avoid that? 2:4. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. And my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. That's the difference between me and pretty much everybody I know. Now, I'm a smooth talker. I retired from charming and harming. Because why? It don't pay your bills. I still like encouraging people. But I realize that caring for people, motivating people, and inspiring people doesn't change people. The only thing that changes people is the power of God, and not the one in your church, or not your church, but you know, other people's churches that you know. Why? There's no change. You cannot go into the presence of God and come out the same. Not the one that I serve. I don't know about the one you got. That's the problem. See, I know that we got different gods. Because why? There is no change. Now, I'm not talking about physical change. I'm talking about mental disposition. It has nothing to do with money. Your bank account may never change because God knows he can't trust you with $1 million, so he ain't going to give it to you. It will destroy your mental disposition of what? Love, joy, peace, difference. That's the fruit. That's the evidence. The evidence is not money. The evidence is not health. The evidence is not wealth. The evidence that you are in the presence of God is you can reconcile with your brother. I know a lot of people that are spiritual gurus, and they can't put them Negroes together in the same room. They fight like cats and dogs. That's why there's a church on every corner in the freaking hood. And they want you to come so they can take your money. So the moment you can start loving your neighbor as yourself, I'll come hang out. Negroes can't do that. Why? They're devoid of spiritual understanding. The wellness wheel is based upon your responsibility to understand God's validity, the validity of what the scriptures and the universe and the cosmos and your cells are telling you. Do you know that every cell in your body right now is screaming and it's begging because your cells, they're not being there's not enough oxygen on a cellular level. Your lungs intake and expel oxygen and toxins all day. So does your skin. And so does your digestive tract. So oxygen enters and exits the body at three different levels. But we only know one. We don't know nothing about our skin, so we don't keep our skin clean and healthy. And our digestive tract? Oh, man. Remember, your first brain is your intestines. What's the condition of your intestines? So your cells, they are not receiving the oxygen that they need in order for you to be healthy. Why? We suffer from a lack of knowledge, just like it says in Hosea. So how do we get this knowledge? How do we get the knowledge, brothers and sisters? Can somebody please help me out? How do we get the knowledge? Let's go back to Hebrews 6:1. This is my problem. If you're Reverend Dr. Bishop and you're listening to me, please email me and tell me how you going to get this knowledge when all you teach is the elementary teachings about Jesus Christ and him crucified. Can you talk about something else? Please. I'm just putting my two cents out there for the reverends, the doctors, and the bishops. Can you wake the up, please? Negroes are dying. Because you still talking about Jesus Christ is coming. I don't care if he's coming or not. That doesn't pay my light bill. Black folks are the most spiritual people on the planet, and the poorest and the dumbest. Yeah, I said it. Why? I'm black. I don't know about white folks. I can't talk about white folks, but I can talk about Negroes. What's the problem? There's no balance. Turn over every chair in church, and you're broke as a joke. That's balance? No. Well, at least it's not for me. That's why I left the church. Now, let me make sure you understand, because the message that I teach, talk about, is always misinterpreted. Again, what's the number one problem that destroys balance? Lack of proper interpretation of what's being said. So all I'm simply saying is what, and let me read it. I'm just repeating what God said. Now, let me read it in the New Living Translation. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, the foundation of one of my foundational scriptures. I got 12 of them. You should have some foundational scriptures as well. It governs my life. My life is governed, everything that I do. Another one of the foundations is sort of, seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things will be added. Seek ye first the kingdom. Because of what? I wasn't doing that. So I wasn't producing first. I wasn't doing that first. So I didn't have no fruit. I had no love in my heart. You cut me at the wrong day, I'm gonna try to end your life. Now I don't do that no more. I changed. When everybody told me I couldn't change, I'm not the same guy no more. Why? Because I read Hebrews 6:1 and I applied it. I just didn't read it and then go back and then turn over a chair, then shout, slap the oil on my forehead, and go home and watch the basketball, love and hip hop and the basketball wise. I don't do that no more. I understand. I'm trying to help you understand, and, you know, people that you know. Because it said in Hebrews 6, verse 1, so let us stop going over the basic teachings about Christ again and again. Let us go on instead and become mature in our understanding. Mature in our understanding. Oh, man. It's hard for me to even discuss anything else other than Hebrews 6:1. It's like I need to do an entire teaching for at least a couple of months just on Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. I am really, really, really concerned with the state. And it's not concerned from a caring, it's concerned from a spiritual wellness. We're not well. The church is sick. People in the church are sick. Negroes dying like dropping like flies. Why? Wellness. There's good people, even in my immediate family, great people. Sickle cell, you know, our kidneys blown out, going to the doctors, you know. Just had a family, my sister just lost a family member, significant other. Now, everybody dies. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the quality of your life before you die, the quality of your life. And I was talking with my sister and, you know, the situation that she just is going through. That was a 30% function of the heart, 30%. Doctors can do nothing. Well, your heart only functions at 30%. So, yeah, you can't get oxygen to your cells if the heart is only functioning at 30%. Doctors knew that, but there was nothing that they could do. I wish I had known it. That was something I could do. Brothers and sisters, I don't know how to say this other than just to say it. You shouldn't live. You shouldn't accept what the devil sends. I'm not going to accept it. I feel that he's sending a lot of packages my way. Now, when I was younger and I was dumber, yes, I did accept it just like everybody else. That's why I teach what I teach. I don't accept it no more. I don't accept it. That's why I drink. That's why I put lime in my water. That's why I got MMS sitting on my MMS sitting on my cabinet. That's why I, you know, connect with people like Sister Ellen, who sell holistic, you know, foods, minerals, and vitamins, and understanding the power of something as simple as, you know, getting, you know, putting the right salt in the body. Why? Wellness, the quality of life. It's important. Why? But if the only thing that you can, only thing that, okay, you mastered Jesus Christ and crucified, okay, that's great. That's great. I feel your pain. But the scripture says stop. It tells us to stop going over. Then it says to go on instead. Why? So that we can become mature. So the definition of maturity is understanding. Why? Surely we don't need to start again with the fundamental importance of repenting from evil deeds and placing our faith in God. We don't have to keep going over that again because we already went over it before. Now, if you're new to the game and you never heard that before, that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm not talking to those people. So if you're new to the game, you should not feel bad because this message is not for you. I'm talking to people that have been sitting in church for 30 years and still broke as a joke. That's what I'm talking about. Why that's where I came from. So spiritual, and then number two. Now, what is spiritual? Spiritual just simply means that there is a solution to every problem. Yahushua came and he elevated the game. Yahushua came, he elevated the game. That's what he did. How did he elevate the game? He took the game from the wellness component 3, and he took it to wellness component 1. Wellness component 3 is intellect or emotion. He saw that people was intellectual and they was emotional because they were saying that they were more physical in their doings and in their actions. Somebody did something and said, "Oh, that was wrong because you did." Yahushua says, "Nope, it's wrong because you thought." So Yahushua replaced doing with being. That's consciousness. Consciousness is being spiritual. Consciousness, number two, is the result of number one. That's the wellness wheel. This is my wellness wheel. Now, everybody else got a different version of it. But my wellness wheel is you got to have consciousness. What is consciousness? Awareness. What is awareness? Perception of what? Spirituality. Universal spiritual law. What universal spiritual law but the will? Reconciliation with your brother. We just read it. Jesus said that, hey, you can speak in tongues, you can do all of this stuff. You brought a great gift to the altar, but you got a problem with your brother. Go to your brother, reconcile first, then come back and talk to me second. Ooh, yeah. The way my savings account is set up, Father, I don't like my brother, so I ain't interested in reconciling with him. That's what I thought. That ego, that pride, that separates you from the big G. Me too. So we have to get past the ego. That spirituality, it just simply means you get out of the ego and you get inside of the spirit realm. You walk in the spirit, you cannot fulfill the lust of the flesh. Spirituality is number one. Once you get spirituality, that just simply means you're willing to reconcile. Now, what if the person not willing to reconcile with you? You call and say, hey, man, you know what? I thought about what happened, and you know, I just want to say I'm sorry. Man, bump you, dude. What you did was wrong. I know it's wrong, dude. That's why I'm calling you, telling you I'm sorry. Well, I don't want to talk to you. Oh, you did your job. You say, well, thank you. God bless you, man. Wish you at the top. Click. That's it. Then you go home and you sleep like a newborn baby. Why? You're spiritual now. What is spirituality? The fruit of the spirit. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. There is no wall. There is no L-A-W, turn around, W-A-L. You remove the wall between you and your brother. Now, the brother, he didn't move his portion. That's not your problem. Your problem is to do your job. Take personal responsibility for your spirituality. Personal. Don't leave it up to the Reverend Dr. Bishop. It's your job. Study to show yourself approved unto God. That is true spirituality. True spirituality is understanding that you're connected, that you are one with Source. That's spirituality. And then once you get that, bam, you get number two. All of a sudden, you can see. Once you remove the wall, guess what happens? Clarity. Crystal clear clarity. And then you get number, then once you do that, the clarity, which is consciousness, you get number two. Or no, I'm sorry, number three. You get emotion or intellect that is good. Instead of emotion and intellect, that is bad. What is bad emotion? Fear, doubt, unbelief, worry. The Bible says, why worry about what you should eat or what you should drink? Do you not know that your Heavenly Father knows you have need of these things before you even freaking ask? Emotions cause problems. All problems come from bad emotions. And all emotions come from a lack of consciousness, awareness, that what? Spirit, there's no problem. You see how the wellness works? If you got spirituality, you cannot not have perception and be spiritual. Them two dogs, they are one. They hunt together. If you're spiritual, bam, you're conscious. If you're conscious, bam, you are intellectual. That means you got a brain and it freaking works. It's firing. And you are operating. You control your emotions. Your emotions don't control you. And if you do that, you go down to number four. And all of a sudden, bam, you got health. So how is health the result of emotional intelligence? Because your feeling, your gut is going to say, we need oxygen down, chill. Them Cheetos you eating, it has no nutritional value. I know you like the taste of them Cheetos. However, the Cheetos don't got no oxygen. It doesn't assist my cells. Because my cells are dying. Why are cells dying? Well, people die because of what? A lack of oxygen in your body. Your oxygen level, your oxygen debt is too low. Why? The food we eat carries oxygen. Unless it's fried. Unless it's smoked. Unless it's boiled to death. So what we're doing is we're eating, but it has no nutritional value. You say, well, Brother Will, I mean organic, you know, A, B, C, and D. Oh, you probably got them organic yams, and you do what I do. You put a freaking bag of sugar, brown sugar, and a half a bag of cinnamon in it, and you make sweet potatoes. Okay, what happened? You just destroyed all the nutritional value. Or you do what I do. You know, hey, I'm eating healthy. And I'm gonna make me some greens, some collard greens. But I'm gonna put some pig feet in there, and I'll put some ham hocks in there, and some bacon in there. I'm eating healthy, Brother Will. I just ate some green leafy brothers. That's what you said, brother. You said green and leafy. Yeah, I did say green leafy. Raw. How about you don't cook it? How about you steam it? How about that? So what we're doing is misunderstanding. I said eat green leafy vegetables. I just ain't put no freaking pig feet in there, no hog maws and all stuff. Y'all black folks, y'all know how we do. Now, I am in the boat with you. I'm not outside of the boat laughing at you or pointing fingers at you. I'm in the water with you. You ever seen a swim instructor give swimming lessons while he's standing on the side of the pool and you in the water? And he's telling him, swim, you know, do this, do that, and the other. And you're looking at him like, this water's cold. I'm over here taking in water and this, that, and the other. You know, the best instructors, the best coaches, guess where they at? If you got a swim coach, he should be in the water with you. If he's standing on the bank, pointing his fingers, telling you how to swim, and he ain't in the water, get you a new swim coach. So everything I'm telling you, I didn't read in books. Although I got verification in books, guess what? Now I got something called experience. While I'm in the water with you. So I don't teach while I'm on the bank of the shore and nice and warm and over there, you know, eating me, a Big Mac, sipping on me a vanilla shake. And I'm telling you, yeah, go to get on that treadmill, boy, and put that treadmill on 10 and while I'm eating on my hamburger. No, if you're on the treadmill, I'm going to get a treadmill right next to you. And I'm going to say, let's go. Crank that sucker up to 10 and get that heart rate up. You know, is it hard as a 130? Okay, that's good. Let's get up to about 160. You say, well, dude, I feel a little light here. Yeah, why? You get oxygen in your cells. So Wim Hof with this Wim Hof method, what is he doing? Same shit I've been teaching for 50 years. Now everybody's like going, it's like when the Law of Attraction came out. Remember the book, The Secret, came out? And they was on Oprah Winfrey. They went around the tour. They made billions of dollars. The Secret, The Law of Attraction. Did you read my book, The Ultimate Secret? Yeah, I was teaching that 20 years before The Law of Attraction and The Secret came out. So Wim Hof coming and talking about all of this, you know, activating your adaptive immune system. Yeah, I was doing that with 13. No, so what am I saying? I'm simply saying, brothers and sisters, you got to be aware, conscious. But it comes from everything starts with number one. Now, look at all the other wellness charts. And there's a lot of other wellness wheels out there, and different people got different definition of wellness and what it means. And, you know, look at the other options. You know, go to Google and type it in, and then look at what other people are saying about, you know, the wellness wheel and the seven dimensions of wellness. Notice what they're talking about, physical wellness and, you know, environmental wellness, you know, social wellness. How many people talk about spiritual wellness? And if they do talk about spiritual wellness, where's it at on the scale? What is the number one key to wellness? Remember, wellness, being well, a mental disposition where your joy is full, regardless of your reality. That's wellness. Wellness is a mental disposition that overrides your outside reality. That's wellness. And what is the number one component to wellness? What is the number one component for wellness? Is it money? A lot of people think it is. Is it even health? A lot of people think it is. Is it the environment? Is it saving wells and hugging trees? A lot of people think that's wellness. What about your social status and your social skills and your inability to be a socialite? Is that wellness? What about your psychological wherewithal? Is that wellness? What about your professional status? Once you become a doctor, once you become a lawyer, once you get some acronyms after your name, bam, you're thebomb.com. What about your sexual prowess? Oh, if you're a sexual guru, that means that, you know, your dookie don't stink. Is that wellness, brothers? Is that wellness, sisters? A lot of folk think so. Not me. Wellness is Hebrews 6:1. That is the problem in America. That is the problem on this freaking planet. That is why it's a prison planet. Do you know? Ah, man, Father, can I say it? Are they ready? Father, say y'all ready. Do you know that even Jesus Christ can be a form of a prison? Now, and let me give you some spiritual, because I know y'all spiritual gurus out there. Y'all Bible thumpers. Like me, I ain't mad at you. So you want some proof. I agree, 100%. So let's go to the scriptures. Y'all like them scriptures? Like them, like my grandmother used to say, boy, I don't get that Bible and read them scriptures. So let's get us some scriptures. Y'all need the scriptures. Brothers and sisters, Jesus always said something that always blew my mind. Jesus always said, I am here to do the will of my Father. Jesus said, you will never see me doing nothing. Jesus said, I don't seek mine own will, but the will of my Father. He said, now, brethren and sisters, I do not know what to say to you about this. I only seek the will of my Father who sent me. It is remarkable to me. Remarkable. It is mind-blowing to me. I can count at least 15 times, 15 different scriptures. Matthew 26:39, Mark 14:36, Luke 22:42, John 5:30, John 6:38, John 4:34, Psalms 143, John 1:13, Romans 8:7. I can go on and on. The number of times Jesus himself said, I am not here to do my will. Jesus says, the things that you see me do, I do because I've seen my Father do them. So, Jesus could become a stumbling block if you make him the Father. From an understanding of how you become spiritual, it's extremely important, brothers and sisters, that we really, really, really understand, because John 6, one of the ones I like the best is John 6:38. That's a lot of scriptures. John 6:38, let's start with verse 37. So that way you don't make Jesus a stumbling block to hinder you from your spiritual understanding. John 6:37 says, everyone that the Father gives me will come to me. And the one who comes to me, I will never drive away. John 6:37. Everyone the Father gives me will come to me. The Father. Everyone that the Father gives me will come to me. And the one who comes to me, I will never drive away. Never drive away. Now, you can walk away on your own. He ain't going to drive you away. 38. John 6:38. For I have come down from heaven. Where'd he come from, brothers? Where'd he come from, sisters? I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but to do the will of him who sent me. Verse 39, John 6:39. And this is the will of him who sent me. It's not Jesus' will. Jesus is doing the will of the Father who sent him. And Jesus and his Father are one because they are the same vibrational meaning. They got the same mental disposition. Wellness is a mental disposition. If you have that same mental disposition as the Father, you too can say exactly what Jesus said, because you're on the same frequency as the Father. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own frequency, my own will, but I'm here. Now remember, brothers and sisters, this is extremely important, because you want to make sure that you connect etymology, the word thylema, the thylemic order of the golden dawn. So how in the world can Lucifer build his kingdom off of God's words? Ooh, I don't know if you want to answer that question. How in the world can Lucifer build his kingdom with God's words? Go to Google and type it in. Dynamic order of the golden dawn. Dynema. That means will. Well, when you take your will and you do what Lucifer did, what did Lucifer do? He said, I want to sit on the side to the north. I want to be like the Most High. And I mean, he had a job. You got a job. You got a purpose. You got a dear career. But you see T.D. Jakes, and you like T.D. Jakes. He got a big following. You're like, I want to be like T.D. Jakes. Well, what happened to you? No, well, I don't like what God told me to do. I'm going to do what he told T.D. Jakes to do, get more money. Okay, but that's not how you are designed. So Yahushua didn't change his design. He just aligned his design with God's mind. I have come down from heaven not to do my own thing. I come down here to do the will of him who sent me. Okay, what is that will, Jesus? What is the will of the Father? John 6:39. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. I could talk for a few hours on that one, but, you know, that's a big fish right there, because you think you can do something to get in, and you think you can do something to get out. Okay, like I just read it. It reads a little differently. He said that the Father gives, they come. And everybody that come, he never drives away. And then he says, and this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of those he has given me, but I shall raise them up the last day. Now, again, we could go really, really deep into this, but the point that I'm expressing to you today is that our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, meaning that you can't go where you ain't been. That's why it's like I saw this tape of Donald Trump in 1982. And I've been talking about this. I even posted it on my Facebook page. 1982, talking about what he's going to do and what he's going to say. The best way to get things done, create problems for the people that are the lowest on the scale. Take their food stamps, take their medical benefits, take federal employees, take their money. Affect the people. How? In order, 1992, Donald Trump was saying, when he becomes president in 92, he was saying this. This is what he's going to do to get his stuff done. Affect the people so that way they get disturbed or upset or angry, they march and they picket, because what he wants is affecting them. And then Congress will give him what he wants to stop the people from crying. 82. This is 2018 when he started his stuff. So what am I saying? Donald Trump already knew. Why is Donald Trump so bold and arrogant and cocky? What he's doing was already approved. He already know. So how would you feel if you knew you couldn't lose? Wouldn't you be a little bold? How much fear would you have? How much worry? How much doubt? That's wellness. Wellness is a mental disposition that's immersed in certainty. See, I'm very well because my mental disposition is not immersed in fact. It's immersed in spirit. It's immersed in God. And seeing in God, there is no fear, there is no doubt, there is no worry, there is no unbelief. All of the emotions that exist outside of God, they don't exist inside of God. He's all-knowing, he's all-power, he's all-present, he's all-simplistic, and he's all-benevolent. Those are the five omnipresence of God, or the five omnis of God. Therefore, that is wellness. Wellness is the brain that's immersed inside of the presence of God. And so that is your emotional state. And then what happens when you have that emotional state? Health. How do I know? That's exactly what I did. What does that mean? Health is the result of a brain that is immersed in God's sustaining grace and mercy. Let me say that again. No disease can exist in the presence of God. In the frequency of God. What is the frequency of God? Love. Joy. Peace. Gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against those things, there is no wall. There is no law. there is no disease. Why? Disease cannot exist in an alkaline body. Scientifically proven. Let me say it again. If you got disease, that means you got your body's too acidic. That means if it's too acidic, it means you're not getting no oxygen down into your cells. Now you're doing this, but again, what about your skin? What about your digestive tract? That takes in more oxygen than your lungs. Oh, so you're not getting those. So your skin is clogged up because you're taking, you know, showers inside of water that full of fluoride that blocks up your pores. Or you're putting on lotion, or you're putting on, you know, perfume or smell good and all of this stuff. That's great, but it blocks your pores. So you can't breathe. So your cells are like, your cells are dying. They're dying because they're not getting no oxygen. Because your gut is coated with paste called flour. Why? Because if they weak, got white flour in it. And so that paste the insides of your gut. So you can't breathe. So the only way you get breathe is do this. Then what you get sinus problems, right? Why? They put the chemtrails in there. I posted on Facebook yesterday the two elements that's made up of chemtrails. On the periodic table, they are BA and AL. What does that spell? What does BAAL spells? Go to the periodic table. What element is BA? Go to the periodic table. What element is AL? Why do they put those two in the chemtrails in the air? Ba-L. Ba-L. The bull. The anti. This is a harmonious arrangement. Since birth, they've been trying to kill you, whoever they are. And they're doing a good job. All they're doing is slowly suffocating your cells. And we assist them. Why? Lack of understanding. Why? We're still preaching Jesus Christ and crucified. We're not preaching understanding. Nothing wrong with that, but Hebrews 6:1 tells me something is wrong with that. Hebrews 6:1 tells me the Father doesn't like it. Now, you like hearing it, but the Father doesn't like it because you're dying. And you're D-Y-E-ing. You're D-Y-E. D-Y-E. That's what they should put on people's toes when they D-Y-E. Nobody D-I-E's. Everybody D-Y-E. Lack of understanding. It's extremely important because it is the simplicity of the gospel. It's simple. Take care of your spirit, your soul, and your body. And it'll take care of you. Now, again, this is not rocket science, brothers and sisters. It's actually basics. Your spirituality determines your consciousness. Your consciousness determines your emotional state. Your emotional state determines your health. Your health determines your wealth. Your wealth determines your wisdom. And your wisdom determines your relationships. Those are the seven components of my wellness wheel based upon the universal medicine wheel that's found in every Native American culture on the planet. The Native Americans always worshiped the Great Spirit. He didn't have no name. Wow, they read Revelation that said his name, he has a name written on his thigh that no man could pronounce. So the Native Americans knew this, and when they came over, what they do? They killed them all, whoever they are. Why? Because they knew the truth. They don't want you to know the truth. And they give you a name that vibrates on a lower level than the real one. Because why? This is vibrational. Have you ever heard of it? There's a book called Vibrational Medicine. You want to destroy your theology? Read that one. What about another book called The Vibrational Code? You want to really mess up your theology? Read that one. Vibrational Medicine. There's another book called The Body Electric. You want to hurt your brain? The Body Electric. Read that one. It hurts your brain. Guaranteed. Why? Your body is a sodium potassium pump. What makes it work? Oxygen. The ability to do that. What does Wim Hof teach? Breathing. What made Bruce Lee better than every other fighter on the planet, bar none? Breathing. He understood how to control his chi. Why? The breath of life was blown into man. The ability to understand the breath. Because it contains oxygen that you need for your cells in order for you to have clarity. You can't think straight because the brain is in a fog. Why? No oxygen, too much sugar intake, lack of movement, no bodily exercise. Therefore, the brain slowly loses its ability to exercise and make reasonable and logical decisions because we're not giving it the oxygen that it needs. It's very simple, brothers and sisters, but it's so simple that we all miss it, running, looking for it. I was blown away when I started really getting into overstanding oxy genes. Genes, this is genes. This is the genetics of oxy. It means pungent, it means God. It's the genes of God, the genetic code of God that's been downloaded into a body called man. And it's amazing that we can mix two gases and get a liquid. Anybody, I mean, like, y'all never, like, thought about that? How we mix two gases and we get a liquid? Then how can we change a liquid into solid and change a solid into steam or into a gas by either heating it up or cooling it down? So I can change you either. All I got to do is heat you up or cool you down. How do you heat you up? It's emotional. Piss you off. Cool you down. Put you in a loving environment. So the enemy does the same thing to you that we do to water, because we're made up of water. In fact, some people say, what about the earth? What is the most abundant element on earth? Other than oxygen, it's water. But what is it, though? Do you know that oxygen is colorless, it is odorless, and it is tasteless? Oxygen is the most abundant thing on earth. But when you join oxygen with other substances, you get other things. Have you heard of this thing called H2O? Something as simple as oxygen. Our body needs this oxygen. This oxy genes, or gen, which represents genes, which represents Genesis. So, brothers and sisters, your wellness depends upon your ability to be spiritual, because you are a spirit. We want to get out of the flesh and out of the body. We control the flesh with the soul consciousness, and we control the consciousness with the spirit. But the spirit comes from God. In fact, the spirit is God. If you want to stretch, we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ, the Christos, in you, the hope of the glory, the hope of the glory. So the wellness will consist of your spirituality, which, as we stated before, spirituality is love. Love is not spirit. Spirit is love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness. That's how it manifests on this dimension. So your consciousness is the awareness of your desire or your need to reconcile with consciousness. Return back. And everything that prohibits you from reconciling with consciousness, you got to remove. That's why Hebrews 6:1 is so important. Therefore, let us remove. Why? That prohibits you from going on to the meat. You're still like a baby sucked on the bottle. Nothing wrong with it, but when you grow up, you ever seen a grown man walk around sucking on a bottle? Then it is not a good look. So how is his muscles going to mature if he's not getting the proper minerals and enzymes and oxygen into his body? So you need spiritual minerals. You need spiritual enzymes. You need spiritual meat. Hebrews 6:1 tells me what you're getting is not spiritual meat. So why you keep getting it? You keep going back and you keep getting the same thing, and you wonder why you're not growing, why you're not well, why are you not more spiritual, more conscious, more intellectual, more healthy, more wealthy, more wise, and why is your relationship with yourself, with your God, and with other people better? Teacher, I know. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Brothers and sisters, God has given you the keys to the kingdom. It's time for you to unlock the door. and expand your gnosis or your knowledge. How, Brother Will? Understanding. It is the ability to understand what the Father has already given you, because he's given you everything that you need for life and godliness. Where is it? He put it inside of his word, and he wrote it on your heart and in your mind, because he's written his laws on the hearts and the minds of his people. And if you listen to this show, I know you're one of his people, because you would not be sitting here listening to me yelling and screaming on a Saturday afternoon if you wasn't really tuned in. I know you got better things to do. So, brothers and sisters, as always, it is an honor and a privilege to break bread with you on this Sabbath day. I thank God for you. I thank God for your ability to comprehend the deeper things of life. I thank God that you have a willingness deep down in your soul and in your spirit to oscillate or to vibrate on a level where you can understand the deep things of God, because the scriptures it says, the scriptures itself says that spiritual things are spiritually discerned. So I know the only way you on this call, this day, that your natural man, he's under your feet. Now, does he come up every once in a while and tug on your shoestrings? Does he put you in a chokehold and make you tap out? Every once in a while, do you fall off the wagon? Absolutely. I mean, I do. Let me speak for myself. I can't speak for you. I can speak for myself. Because, see, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Because, see, this wisdom, the world, through its wisdom, they don't get this wisdom. What wisdom, brother? 1 Corinthians 2:13, and this is what we speak, not in words taught to us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. The natural man does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but they are foolishness to him. He cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. So what I'm talking to you today about is spiritual wellness. So the natural man, they're looking for environmental wellness. Now, I'm all for hugging the trees. I'm all for saving the wells. But I'm more for understanding spiritual wellness than I am environmental conditions. Because once I get my spirit right, then I'm in a position to get the environment right. Once I get my spirit right, I can get my awareness right. I can see straight. Once I see straight, I can feel right. Once I feel right, my body, I can walk right. Once I walk right, I can work and do the things I need to do. I can work right. That's health. Once I work right, I can think right. Once I think right, okay, I feel right. I can relate to you right. I can be in, because why? I don't need you. I got my own money. I got my own health. I got my own understanding. Now I can come to you mutual. We're on the same plane. Why? It is this unequal plane. Somebody comes into your life and they need you. So guess what? They got to be nice to you. They don't like you, but they're going to be nice to you because they want your money. But if they got their own money, they don't need your money. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to tell you the truth. Yo, man, what you're doing is whack. What are you going to do? Oh, I ain't going to pay you no more money. I don't need your money. Well, I ain't going to hang out with you. I don't need you to hang out with me, brother. I like hanging out with myself. My relationship with myself is great. Oh, well, sure, I'm not going to tell you about this new book I got. I don't need your wisdom. I got my own wisdom. You don't need them. See, this neediness, your wellness is your personal responsibility, yours, nobody else's. Nobody should pick you up by your bootstraps. Pick yourself up. Your wellness is your responsibility. Your spiritual condition, your responsibility. Your conscious condition, your responsibility. Your emotional and intellectual condition, your responsibility. Your health, your responsibility. Your wealth, your responsibility. Your wisdom, your responsibility. Your ability to interconnect with yourself, with your God, and with other people, that is on you, brother. That's on you and on me. It's your responsibility. We're walking around with a bunch of people with this freaking entitlement spirit. Well, the government never paid me my 40 acres and a mule, brother. I don't want no damn 40 acres and a mule from the government. If I want 40 acres and a mule, I'll go buy it myself. Pick yourself up, brothers. Pick yourself up, sisters. Look yourself in the eye. See worth and value in yourself. You're a spiritual giant. You have consciousness. You know all things because you're connected to all source. You're not no emotional wreck. Your emotions work for you. They don't control you. You are healthy. You are wealthy. You are wise. And you are in a totally relationship. Why? Because God said it. Therefore, you can either walk in it and accept it, or you can reject it. Totally up to you. Brothers and sisters, love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will make a doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne.
Listen.
Don't let them entities take up your home.
Trippin'.
Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low.
Kill 'em.
I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow.
Yeah.
I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow.
Kill 'em.
Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love.
Yeah.
He just wanna give me the mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth, it's sweeping under rugs. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours, it's yours. So do it for yourself, you the day one.
I'm back of all my grizzy. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.